T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, how we doing on this fine Tuesday in New York City? This rainy, disgusting day, and maybe the day we all realize the reality that Saquon Barkley will never play another game for the New York Football Giants. They have decided not to tag him. He is a free agent. He will get to negotiate with every team in the NFL, and Giant fans may have seen the very last of him. We'll get to that. We'll get to Posted and Toasted, our second ever edition of that. We'll hear a random John Sterling Yankee home run call, a lot of football, a lot of baseball, a lot of basketball. But Tiki, is it over for Saquon?
Yes, as we watch the Sandbar series.
What the hell is the Sandbar series?
Port St. Lucie, the Mets hosting the Yankees.
That's what you're calling it?
I don't know what else to call it.
Sandbar series?
It's kind of close to Subway, but not really. It starts with an S, I guess. Look, Saquon Barkley, we've had this conversation multiple times already this offseason about what his value is to the Giants, and or what he views his value is to the Giants, and then ultimately what it means for his legacy. But something that Sean told us yesterday, and we brought it on air briefly, but it's worth revisiting here, now makes me feel like Saquon Barkley has no chance of re-signing with the Giants.
No chance?
No chance. And here's why.
Oh, boy.
So we know where what his number was last year. It's just over $10 million. If he signs the franchise tag again for the second year, it's 120% of last year's salary franchise tag. So it's like $12.2 million, whatever it is, whatever the number is. But Sean told us yesterday that the going rate for all of these free agents, because there's a lot of them in the running back world, Derrick Henry's one, Josh Jacobs, the kid from Dallas as well, I'm forgetting his name.
Austin Eckler, Tony Pollard, right? DeAndre Swift, it's a
like,
loaded group.
It's like $8 to $10 million. Mm-hmm. So that's a pay cut for Saquon Barkley. And so if you're the Giants, the only thing you're going to pay Saquon Barkley is $8 to $10 million, and that's going to be viewed as disrespectful. But if some other team, either Baltimore, who's desperately in need of a running back after the injuries that they've had, and I think Gus Edwards is also on his way out there, they need playmakers. Saquon's a playmaker. The Houston Texans surprised everybody last year. Their starting running back, Devin Singletary, for most of last year, he's also a free agent. I get the feeling that someone's going to value Saquon Barkley more than what the Giants value him at now under $10 million, which was less than they paid him last year on the franchise tag.
Yes, I happen to really, really agree with you, and that is why maybe I was a lone voice in this. I thought the Giants should have tagged him today. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they should have done.
Well, it would have been, interestingly, as crazy as it sounds, right by him.
It would have been.
It's paying him more than he's going to get on the free market.
Yeah, I don't think he still would have been happy about it because I think he wants a long-term deal. But I think for two reasons, they should have done it. Now, they've obviously decided not to. The deadline is today at 4 o'clock. They may have decided not to because they're going to use one of their tags on Xavier McKinney. Mm-hmm. We have not heard one way or the other if they are going to do that. Now, if they decide to place the transition tag on Xavier McKinney, and that was their strategy and part of why they didn't tag Saquon, it's slightly different. But overall, the New York Giants last October made a decision. They made a decision that you and I argued about, that Sean and you argued about. And that was a decision to not even listen on conversations about trading Saquon Barkley. They would not take phone calls from any other general manager in regards to trading him. And we had a very heated conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up the point of, well, he means a lot to the locker room. What would it mean for season ticket holders? A lot of fair points,
mm-hmm.
but to me, fair points that were superseded by the fact you got to do what's best for the organization. And if you don't have a long-term plan for Saquon Barkley being here, then you at least need to listen on offers. If you're telling me, with a salary cap that's bloated, with a franchise tag that to me is reasonable, it's a reasonable number when you compare it to other positions, you could have simply tagged him and said, we'll still work on a long-term deal. We'll still maybe make and find common ground. Mm-hmm. But hey, in the meantime, we know we have Saquon back. As opposed to literally letting him go
right.
and getting nothing but a compensatory pick. That to me never made sense. Now, I thought once they didn't trade him, maybe they really want to keep him.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
He's valuable.
Well, I was wrong before I was wrong, because the Giants clearly, by not tagging him, which I again think they should have done, they are letting him go. He's gone. And I completely agree on why. You just laid it out. There's going to be a team. In my opinion, it's the Houston Texans, but you can bring up the Baltimore Ravens or the Dallas Cowboys
mm-hmm.
or the Vegas Raiders if they lose Josh Jacobs or the Philadelphia Eagles. And obviously, we're going to have strong opinions about where we would not want him to go. But there's going to be a team, I can promise you this, that's going to look at Saquon Barkley. They're going to compare him to Austin Ekeler. They're going to compare him to DeAndre Swift. They're even going to compare him to Derrick Henry. And they're going to say, you know what? Based on age and even that still potential we haven't fully seen and the track record and his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, him.
Yep.
We want him. And that means he's gone.
Yeah.
And what would annoy me and is annoying me is that the Giants had a chance 8 months ago to say, you know what? We don't value him. We are going to let him test the free agent waters, which means we're going to lose him. Why not? Think about trading him.
Yeah.
Think about trading him. Doesn't mean you definitely right. trade him.
I think
they didn't even think about it.
I think that conversation, Evan, comes down to what damage will trading Saquon during the season last year have on our locker room, right? Because think about the reaction that we heard from Kayvon Thibodeau this current offseason when he was talking about Daniel Jones. Relative to Saquon Barkley. He wasn't saying he's anti-Daniel Jones. Said he actually supports and backs Daniel Jones. But Saquon should have gotten paid first.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine if during the middle of the season, they trade Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving up. It's saying your best player is not relevant or not important to the future of the organization in real time. And that creates not like a dissension in the locker room, but it's a head scratcher in the locker room. And it becomes a non-cohesive work environment, if that makes sense. Now, does that matter ultimately? The way that they finished 6-11? No, it doesn't really matter. But I think in trying to keep the place together, you made a bad business decision in not trading him.
Do you agree it was right? a bad business decision?
Well, if you're not going to... In free agency, someone's going to value him more than the Giants do. That's fact.
And if that's fact, that means he's gone.
That's right. And so... We know that unless he decides to say, you know what, I'm going to stay for a lesser deal to play with the New York Giants.
Right.
I'm going to give me a 4-year deal for $40 million. And, you know, probably the back end of that is fungible, but I'm going to be making under $10 million. But I want to be a Giant. I want to be a Giant for life. I want to break Tiki's records. I want to help this team try to compete and win a championship. And I'm going to do it for the Gipper type of thing. That's the only way he's staying here, because someone else is going to value him more. And if the Giants weren't calculating that in real time last season at the trade deadline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Then they made a mistake because he's going to end up being gone. Because I don't think he's going to stand. I don't think he's going to do what I just said.
I agree with you. And look, there's always that possibility. There's always that possibility that Saquon Barkley says, you know what? I love it here. I love being a New York Giant. And I want to be a New York Giant. And after I get this massive offer from the Houston Texans, I take it back to the Giants. Mm-hmm. They say, sorry, we can't match that.
Yep.
But Saquon then says, you know what? Don't even have to match it. Just get it to this,
yeah.
And I'm willing to come back. And yeah. I do think that's
Aaron Judge.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Aaron Judge, hopefully Pete Alonso in a few months. Like, that's possible, though I don't think it's likely. But the miscalculation from the New York Giants to not listen on trade offers, then get surprising news that the cap is higher than they thought. Like, let's factor that in. The Giants, just like every other team in the NFL, who's received great news. Mm-hmm. News they didn't expect.
Nope.
A salary cap that's going to be higher than they thought, which allowed which allowed tagging him to make sense financially. To say, we're going to keep him. Hopefully we work out a long-term deal. Worst case scenario, fine, we got him on another make good deal. Well, to not tag him today is the second mistake that Joe Shane made. The first one may have been not to trade him, but if you're not going to tag him, and they could have tagged him, and they should have tagged him, that's the second mistake.
I think I'm correct on this. Sean, check this as I'm saying this. I think once you tag a player, that tag number, so in this case, $12.2 million, becomes tied up until you sign a long-term extension, right? So until you sign whatever the deal is, it makes his cap number, say, like $3 million, that $12 million is not usable.
Yeah, it's
not
unavailable to you on your cap number.
Exactly. So it's unavailable cap space. And so the reason that the Giants probably decided not to tag Saquon or anybody yet to this point is because if you do that and you don't think you're going to get a long-term deal, you have so much cap space tied up in one player until you get that deal done. And I think knowing how the negotiation went last year, it's going to take a long time for that deal to get done.
But, Teague, they're going to lose them now.
I understand
that.
You
agree they're going to lose
them. But they have so many holes to fill in free agency. We've talked about this ad nauseum with the O-line and the depth in the secondary and the linebackers and whatever else. They have to have money. They have to have as much money free as possible to do those type of deals to get the best players possible. And tagging Saquon ties up like $12 million.
It does, but you know what else it does? It creates a new hole. You talk about all the holes the New York Giants have. I want Giants fans to do this little quick exercise. I want you to close your eyes, and you did see it for a little bit of time, and imagine this offense without Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Now imagine it for a full season. Dude, it's not good. Think of Daniel Jones without Saquon Barkley. Close your eyes. You've seen it. It's not good. Whether it's Daniel Jones or a young quarterback they draft, we'll see more on that later. They've hurt their offense.
Yeah.
And your answer, and I'm not mad at you, but you're giving the answer, is, I don't want to tie up $12 million in cap space.
But I'm just telling you, that's the business reason not to do it, right?
I don't like that answer out of Evan either.
Like, out of me?
Yeah, no kidding. Their offense is better with Saquon Barkley, all right? I admit I was wrong the beginning of last year. But the truth is, Evan, the same truth we're all seeing. He's entering year seven. He's oft injured, as much as I do want him back, and I think he's important. At some point, though, the Giants' offense and the Giants in general in building their roster are going to have to become less reliant on Saquon Barkley. And if this forces them to do so, maybe a bigger play at wide receiver.
Hold on. Do you want, you're a diehard Giant fan who I remember last week when we were talking about this in relation to the cap number going up. You, I think, said on this radio show,
yep,
I will be pissed if Saquon Barkley is not a New York Giant.
I am pissed, and I still am not believing that he's not going to be a New York Giant, but what I won't stand for is the simple reason for keeping Saquon being, well, that's their guy on offense.
That's not a simple reason. It's one of the many reasons.
No, but here's the thing. Whether they kept Saquon or not, this offseason is an even bigger failure if they entered August without, in their minds, a reasonably big expectation at number one wide receiver that becomes the guy, not Saquon Barkley, and whether that was through draft or wide receiver. Worst case, even if they kept Saquon, this team couldn't break camp with Saquon. You knowing Saquon is their offense.
I get that, but answer this question. We know what the cap is, which is very high. Yeah. We know what the Saquon tag would have been, which was around $12.2 million, $12.3 million. You know that. You know that him going to free agency increases the chances that one team, and it could very well be the Philadelphia Eagles, one team will probably outbid the New York Giants. Knowing all of that, and I think we all pretty much agree with that, you wouldn't tag him?
I would have tagged him knowing that the
$12 million.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm disagreeing with your reasoning for taking him being, you know, the offense sucks without him.
There's a
because
lot
with
of
or
reasons,
without him,
dude,
the offense should improve.
I agree with it. There's a lot of reasons why, to me, they should have tagged him today. One of the reasons being the cap is higher. Another reason being you decided last trade deadline, if you're Joe Shane, and forget about trading Saquon Barkley, entertaining the idea of trading Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Just to see what someone would give you.
Like, I'll give you a great example, and this is personal to me, because you look at my beard today, it is pink, basically. It's fuchsia red. More on that later. When the Mets were shopping Pete Alonso, and ultimately they did not trade him, but they shopped him. They listened on offers.
Yep.
I didn't complain about that, and I'm as big of a Pete Alonso fan as there is. There's nothing wrong with listening. There's nothing wrong with listening. In fact, you're closed-minded if you don't listen. I'd listen on anybody. And then ultimately, you make a decision. The Mets made a decision at the trade deadline. We listened on Pete. We didn't trade him. Good. I'd have been pissed off if they did. The Giants made a decision with Saquon Barkley to not even listen on trade offers. If you're going to treat a player in that kind of caliber of we're not listening on trade offers, and I respect all the reasons you gave. I understand what it would have done for the locker room. Then that means you really want the guy back, or at least you should really want the guy back.
Yep.
To then not tag him a few months later doesn't make any sense.
Well,
it's a contradiction.
Yeah, it is a contradiction, but it, I don't want to say, like, it's almost a convenient one, right? It's the Giants feel a certain way. This new regime with the Giants feel a certain way about Saquon, and maybe it's just every running back. Now, what does that mean? It means, yes, he's valuable. Yes, he is our game breaker. We haven't had a lot of them. Jalin Hyatt looks like he may be evolving into that player.
I like Wan'Dale.
Giants. Wan'Dale Robinson is as well. I don't know what his game breaking ability. When I say game breaking, I mean you can go 60 yards for a touchdown. There's two guys on the team right now that can do that. Saquon Barkley, well, not even on the team right now, last year that could do that. Jalin Hyatt, and more importantly, Saquon Barkley. They don't have that player right now. And so you value Saquon because he brings that. But you also don't want to pay him because nobody wants to pay running backs anymore. Hence what Sean told us yesterday, that the running backs in the free agency right now are going to go for less than $10 million likely. And so it's just it's mind-numbing to try to figure out the dichotomy, like what you should be thinking then versus what you're thinking now, what Saquon's position was then versus what Saquon's position is now. I think he's going to test the open market. And if someone sees real value in him and sees that game-breaking ability, he's going to get a 12 to 13, maybe $14 million a year contract on paper. And that it, what it actually is doesn't matter. On paper, he's not getting that from the New York Giants because they don't have to give him that, and they have so many holes to fill.
So they're going to be willing to let him walk away?
It seems like it. Because if you don't tag him, you're willing to let him
walk
away.
So they don't want him back?
I think they don't.
They don't want him back. So this was all.
I don't think they do.
Okay, so then now I'm getting this straight now. So what the Giants have done over the last year is appease the guy in the locker room by saying, we're not trading Saquon Barkley in the middle of the year.
Right.
We're going to appease the crowd and all the kids who have Saquon jerseys. We're going to appease you. We're going to make you happy. We're going to say all the right things. And then we're going to let another team outbid us so we can say, hey, guys, we tried. But look, someone else paid more. We're trying to be smart. We can't be stupid. We're going to just let him go. And the whole time, they kind of knew they weren't bringing him back. By the way, that scares the crap out of me because it sounds very familiar with another scenario. But is that really what you think's going on here?
Well, I don't know how else to explain it. The challenge with tagging him is that once you tag him, it becomes the starting point. And unlike every other tagged running back right now whose cap number is less than Saquon's because he had that little add-on bonus to his thing. It makes his cap, his tag number higher than everybody else's. And so when you tag somebody, that's the starting point of the negotiation. It's not like, all right, we're gonna do your contract based off the tag number. It's like, all right, let's do 15, 20, 30% on the tag number. That's what we'll start talking. And then we'll figure it out from there. So if they would have tagged him, it further increases the AAV that they're going to have to pay him.
Okay.
By not tagging him, it goes down to, as Sean told us, the market value for free agent running backs, which is less than $10 million.
Not necessarily, because here's why. I always look at, okay, let's look at the worst case scenarios and decide which of the worst case scenarios you'd rather have. I did this as an exercise with Pete Alonso a few weeks ago when we talked about the risk of extending him now versus the risk of free agency. And I ultimately decided, based on those risks, I'd rather the risk of today and paying him. Let's play this game with Saquon Barkley. You franchise tag him.
Yep.
What's the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing that can happen is you just mentioned the negotiating.
Yeah.
It doesn't go anywhere. He's got to play on the tag again.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario.
But again, you're ladling the cap.
Correct.
$12+ million.
100%.
For one player.
Not ideal.
It's absolutely not ideal, especially when you have 20-something free agents you got to sign.
Totally get it. That's the worst case scenario.
Yes.
So pot A, Saquon Barkley is playing on the tag in 2024 for the New York Giants. Okay. That's worst case number
That's
one.
That's A.
Now let's go to B. You let him go to free agency. The Houston Texans blew him out of the water. The Giants have no interest in matching.
Mm-hmm. Now you lose Saquon.
Now you lose Saquon Barkley. He is now a Texan. You get the compensatory pick, which I think will be a third-round pick, something of that
Not
nature.
Not necessarily.
Why is that? Explain it.
Because it depends how many other free agents we sign. That's another misnomer here.
Good call.
This is not a, hey, you lose Saquon, so you get a third-round pick. The Giants are going to be active in free agency. It's a comp pick formula.
Right.
They may, in the end, end up with a third-round pick, but don't assume that based on what they do in
free agency. So we don't even know what pick you're getting back. Let's put that away. Worst-case scenario, he's gone. You lost him for nothing.
Yeah.
Those are the two worst-case scenarios. Which one do you select?
Well,
I have my answer.
The first one.
Honestly, the first one. So you select tagging him.
I would.
Then
I would.
They should have tagged him.
I know.
Because choice two's going to happen, bro.
Those are two bad scenarios. And so unlike when, for instance, people will say, oh, when you retired, they were fine, right? But there was a group. I mean, there were four dudes back there when I retired.
Yeah, they
Brandon
had established
Jacobs,
some.
Right? And Derek Ward. Ahmad had just come in. Ruben Drones was there. Like, there was a stable. Who's a stable in the New York Giants running back?
They need to
right
get
now?
A stable.
I mean, Eric Gray is a rookie last year. Didn't really do much. Right? So who's the stable? Who's the bona fide starter out of that group? There isn't one. And so the losing Saquon creates a massive void that has to be filled. Now, some people will say, oh, it's easy to fill the running back. You can go get a run. You can go find a running back in any draft. I'm so sick of hearing that nonsense. Because, yes, you can put a number on his back, put his name back there. He ain't going to be a 60-yard on a given play kind of player. There's five of those guys in the NFL, and you have one of them, and now you're letting them walk. That's why there's problems here. This is what upsets me about the running back is easy to find. No, he's not. An average one is very easy to find. Just like an average guard is easy to find. Just like an average safety is easy to find. Go find me an elite one. You're not finding them just off the bargain basement shelf in some discount store. So that's what frustrates me about this running back conversation that everybody keeps wanting to have and the devalued nonsense that I hear over and over and over again. When you have a great one, you know it. And the Giants potentially have one or had one.
Yeah. By the way, last year, I think you saw more with the injuries. I don't buy that Saquon's a 60-yard guy anymore. Whatever that number is subtracted, fine. But I think the market plays into that, though, Tiki. When you left, the Giants also didn't have a free agent market like this. Are the Giants better off with, at half the price, Eckler, whatever Derrick Henry costs?
Eckler's 31 years old.
Okay.
Derrick Henry's got so much mileage.
But Tiki, I'm not talking about adding four years.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm saying for the next year or two, and then maybe use one of those two second round picks and the Giants find there.
So now you're saying you don't want to take one? You're okay?
No. I'm not saying I'm
okay.
Let me
explain something about Sean. He's a very different kind of fan than me. I get angry and angrier when things happen. He tries to rationalize when things happen.
I want to make this very clear. I think Joe Shane mishandled this. If this is the route he was going to go, I'd be supportive of it, but I would have traded him. Now that he is putting him on the market, I believe there still is a path more than you two that Saquon can come back because of the flooded market. But if he doesn't, are the Giants better off on that $12 million a year for Saquon Barkley? Or are they better off with Austin Eckler on this year for $7 million, spending one of their second or third round picks on a running back, and then taking that extra money and loading up on a big offensive lineman?
They just drafted one a year ago.
You just said create a stable. Create a stable. Good teams figure out the stable.
We'll come back and get to your calls. Is the end of Saquon Barkley? I think it is. Tiki thinks it is. And I think Joe Shane done effed up. It is Franchise Tag Tuesday. The window closes in an hour and a half. So this is the moment that teams have to decide if they're going to place a franchise tag or transition tag on one of their players. They have till 4 o'clock. It's already come out. The Giants will not with Saquon Barkley, which will allow him to hit real free agency in a week. Because believe it or not, we are a week away from the quote-unquote legal tampering period. And in my humble opinion, Saquon Barkley will be the highest paid running back of this class of free agents. When you look at the other guys available, Austin Eckler is out there. Tony Pollard is out there. Derrick Henry is out there. DeAndre Swift. I think Saquon Barkley will entice a team like the Houston Texans more than anybody else. And what's naturally going to happen is they're going to make him a big offer. The Giants are going to be uncomfortable even coming close to that offer, and we have seen the end of Saquon Barkley as a New York Giant. How does that make Giant fans feel? I think some are very upset about this. I think others are, screw it, it was a mistake to draft him that high anyway.
Get over it.
Unfortunately, if he does leave and he signs with another team, that's going to be his legacy as a New York Giant.
You think?
Where he was selected in the draft, yes. What else would it be? I mean, seriously, what else would it be from his Giant career?
I want to say one of the best players on a very underperforming half a decade.
So one of the best players on a bad team.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess so.
By the way, it's hard. That happens sometimes.
No, I get you.
I had a few years like that. It sucks.
No, I get you.
You hope you just weather it long enough to come out the other end and have some success.
And really, it was 1 year of success team-wise, and that was last year when they made the playoffs and they beat the Vikings. We'll get to your calls, 877-337-6666. Plus, Rich Eisen has made Giant fans go crazy with his big rumor that the Giants are done with Daniel Jones and have buyer's remorse. Well, coming up in about 40 minutes or so, we're going to find out if Rich Eisen is full of crap or not by listening to all his other rumors over the years and finding out did they turn out to be true or are they a crock of crap. And I love Rich, but we have to be fair. I hold myself accountable for the things I say. We're going to hold our buddy Rich Eisen accountable, and that will help dictate us on if we want to believe his latest rumor that the Giants are donezo with Daniel Jones. Now let's kick it off with David in Rockland. How you doing, David?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing this afternoon?
We're good, Dave.
Beautiful.
So obviously, Tiki, as you know, and Evan, you made some great points, dealing with a franchise, quote-unquote franchise-type player, there are layers. If you go back 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, even this during the season, Saquon has come out and made it public that he doesn't want the franchise. He wants, obviously, that long-term deal. He wants the money. He wants the security. Why would the Giants go down that road with him and franchise him and make him disgruntled right off the bat, even though it's probably the correct business decision?
Because
let him test free agency. If he wants to be a Giant like he claims he does, hey, go get your best offer.
Yeah.
Give us last right of refusal.
The challenge, David, in the NFL, as opposed to, say, what Aaron Judge did with the Yankees, is twofold. One, the money is not nearly as big. Think about what Aaron Judge was dealing with. He was getting offered, let's essentially, $400 million from the San Diego Padres.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ultimately settled, put that in quotes, for $360 million with the New York Yankees, all of which is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as he signs it, it's his. Like, go ahead and buy an island because that money is coming to you.
Right.
In the NFL, it doesn't work that way. You basically are guaranteed your signing bonus, and after that, you are an at-will employee. Yes, can it have some negative effects on the salary cap if they move off of you too early? Of course. But trust me, NFL teams don't give a you-know-what.
Yeah.
Because guess how much the Denver Broncos are paying to get rid of Russell Wilson? $85 million. Dead cap hit. That five-year, $245 million extension he signed last year, guess what? He played zero snaps on it.
Yeah.
Zero.
Crazy, right?
So the cap is fungible. It's nonsense. I don't know how many times I got to tell you. Forget about it. It doesn't mean anything. The only thing that matters to Saquon is guaranteed money and the respect of the AAV of the deal. And the Giants are not going to give that to him. So he can't go negotiate with someone else, because it's not going to have an impact on what the Giants ultimately do.
Yeah, so two things. Number one, I don't buy, and this is a compliment to Saquon Barkley. I think Saquon Barkley is such a good guy, it hurts him. Mm. And what I mean by that is, why would you tag him and cause him to be disgruntled? Disgruntled and do what? Mm. Saquon is such a good dude,
right,
that, yeah, he'll be upset. Yeah, he'll say some things in the media. And then guess what he'll do come training camp like he did last year? Because he's a pro.
Yeah.
He's going to show up and go to work. So I hate to be kind of mean about it, if you will, but there's nothing Saquon was going to do about it. He wasn't going to hold out. He wasn't going to Le'Veon Bell this thing. So when you ask, well, why would the Giants do that to him? They should have done it to him because it's good for business, in my opinion. Good for a sports business.
Yep.
And here's the second thing, and you answered, well, why not Saquon get a big offer, come back to the Giants? Number one, you're right. The Giants are going to say no thank you. And number two, if he's in a room with Nick Caserio, the GM of the Houston Texans, usually, tell me if I'm wrong, the way things work is they're going to say, all right, here's the contract we're offering you.
Yep.
This disappears
the moment you leave.
Or the moment you take your little cell phone out to call your ex-boo Joe Shane to say what's up. Like, you're not going to do that. This is the offer. If you want it, you sign it. Yep. If you don't, goodbye.
Right.
We'll go get Austin Eckler.
Right. Or
that was the show sheet, Loogie. I apologize.
Or we'll re-sign Devin Singletary,
right,
who was really good for them last year, and he's probably going to cost less.
Right.
Is Saquon better? Of course. Is he more dynamic? Probably. But Devin Singletary's cheaper. Dare Ogunbowale, he's also around. He kicked a field goal for him last year. That dude's got some versatility. More you could do, boy, right?
That's right.
What it comes down to.
Add to your value, man. Let's go to Anthony in Orange County. How you doing, Anthony?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Ant?
Evan, you would have been a good lawyer, man. You're always good at bringing it back to
accountant,
your
Anthony. His father was an accountant.
Yes, he was a CPA.
Oh, CPA.
Sorry, get that right.
Sorry.
Don't mess with that.
I do mean that as a compliment.
All right, thanks.
Isn't that an accountant, CPA?
Yeah, but CPA, he got a license, and he wants you to acknowledge his license.
Certified public accountant.
Exactly. Acknowledge him.
My bad.
Yeah, it's like doctors who don't want dentists getting the same credit.
Sorry, Anthony, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I kind of agree with the last caller. You know, I do think that the Giants have a lot of respect for Saquon, and there must have been conversations with them promising him that they weren't going to tag him again. You know, if they tag him again and he does get hurt this year, I mean, that's it. It's his last chance at a long-term contract. So I hope there are talks going on behind the scenes at getting a more reasonable thing done. But I think if you tagged him, you really would have had a disgruntled guy. And I know you said it doesn't really matter. Who cares? He would have come to play. It's just not good for the locker room. You want your star player, one of your star players to be as happy as they
I think
can
you
be
do. I think you do, but I think in the case of Saquon, and I mean this as a compliment, I almost think, and I hope this about myself, that as disgruntled as I'd ever be at Spike or the Architect or Chernoff back in the day, that I would still come in and do as best as I can. Yeah. Not everyone's like that. I think Saquon Barkley is absolutely like that.
Well,
and so disgruntled doesn't mean anything.
Well, here's the other side of this story, or this issue. It's not really a story. It's just the issue. What you get paid has become so important in the NFL. It's if I'm your best player, think Tyreek Hill, or I'm trying to Justin Jefferson, who's going to be a free agent, going to get broke off here in a little bit, or Max Crosby. Who think of the greatest player on every team, outside the quarterback, obviously. Mm-hmm. That player is usually very highly compensated, and Saquon Barkley is the best offensive player on the New York Giants, and he's not going to be highly compensated, and that matters.
Yeah,
years ago it didn't. I mean, it didn't matter. Like you basically played for what they were willing to give you because you didn't have a ton of leverage. Nowadays, it feels like the leverage has is trying to shift to the player, but it's not fully there. But they feel disrespected when they don't get paid highly.
Yeah.
And so money has become a massive thing in the NFL lately.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, like you said, though, is it's not even I need every dime from a lifestyle standpoint. It's a respect thing.
Yes.
You look at respect based on how you're paid.
How much money you're making.
Yeah, so I think when Saquon Barkley inevitably signs with another team, and he will, and I'm convinced it's a team like the Houston Texans, mm-hmm. he's going to look at it as the Texans respected me more than the New York Giants.
Yes.
Because the Texans were willing to pay me.
Yes, they wanted me more.
Yes.
Than the New York Giants.
Yes. And that's how I think it's going to end. Now, you said something very powerful yesterday, and you sort of hinted at it today, and I understand it comes from a place of your own experience. You are a career New York Giant. You played mm-hmm. for no other team, and that's awesome, and that's cool. And as a fan, I want that for a lot of my players.
Right.
I don't know how many athletes feel that same tug. Like, I'm sure Saquon Barkley in a perfect world, just like Pete Alonso in a perfect world, would continue to play for the team that they're on.
But
if they're not paid, they're not going to.
Yeah, so Pete has the money thing going. That's an issue. And we know that that's an issue because he wouldn't have hired Scott Boras if it wasn't.
And he has every right to.
Right. So of course he does.
That's respect.
So, yeah. Like, he's positioning respect as the most, meaning monetary respect, as the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we know that is because he hired Scott Boras.
Right.
Saquon Barkley, kind of similar. Remember, he changed his agent. Kim Mialli was his agent. She's no longer his agent, and she's still inside the house at CAA. He hired a different agent who was likely saying money is the number one priority because it shows absolute respect from your team.
Yeah.
And, right, you unfortunately, you can't have it both ways. Like, I want to be a career Giant, therefore, I'll take whatever deal, or it's I want the most respect from the team that's going to pay me the most money. They are, unfortunately, in this instance, with a team that needs so much help and needs so many free agents, mutually exclusive. Those two things can't coexist.
Right.
And, you know, you mentioned my experience with me. I never wanted to go anywhere. Why? Because I knew I wanted to do something in New York when I was done. And if I left, those opportunities wouldn't be here.
Would you have left money on the table, though? If you got the true free agency.
I was never close to being the highest paid player in my position,
right.
And certainly not on my team. And did I leave money on the table? Sure, but they knew I didn't want to go anywhere.
No, but if you got to free agency, because you never got to free agency.
I did get the free agency, but I did a deal.
When did you get the free agency?
In 2000.
Oh, you got that free agency? I thought you signed an extension ahead of time.
My last year was 2000.
Did you talk to other teams?
No.
So when did you make the deal?
Right after we went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, so you made the deal before you... So you didn't get the free agency?
No. The season was over. I'm a free agent. In fact, we were all free agents.
Right.
Me, Seahorn, Strahan, all at the same time.
But you never got to free agency.
I was in free agency. I didn't want to talk to anybody. What you're asking is, did I go pitch myself?
Did you get to the window where you could talk to other teams? That's the key question.
Yes.
Okay, then you were free agent.
Yes.
Fine.
But I didn't talk to anybody.
Wow.
The Giants knew I was going to stay a Giant. And I always wanted to be a Giant.
What if the team offered you, significantly more?
I mean, but at that point in my career, what had I done?
Right.
I had one great season.
Right.
Not even a great season. I barely clipped
1,000
yards.
So you weren't in position to make that kind of money anyway.
But it wasn't about the money for me.
But what if it was?
The difference. This is why it's not the same as Saquon. Saquon proved, well, first of all, he's a first-round pick.
Right.
And the rules have changed for first-rounders.
He was also in a different part of his career when he got to free agency as compared to you, then.
Right. I was still growing. I mean,
right.
I was good. I wasn't great until the end. Saquon
I did
was
not
great.
Remember you as a free agent.
Yeah, I just read it. So he's Tiki Barber, a Giant running back, signed a six-year deal in March, early March of 2001.
Do you remember him as a free agent?
Not at all.
Because I didn't go into free agency.
But, yeah.
I mean, I was a free agent, but I wasn't.
Who's on first?
It's like, let's get this deal done.
And remember, that was before the legal tampering stuff existed. So in that free agency, really was free agent. But no, you know why I always knew Tiki was going to re-sign? Is that kind of
right.
Well, you didn't care that much? Maybe
but
that
I basically think about that. I had played 4 years, and I signed a six-year deal.
Crazy.
It was basically just go finish your career.
I wonder.
By the way, you sign a running back to a six-year deal today, fired.
I know, seriously. I wonder how much, it meant something to Aaron Judge. I give him that. Aaron Judge, ultimately, he got a massive, massive payday from the Yankees, but he did make that phone call to Hal to kind of say, hey, if you can get here, I'm done. I want to be a New York Yankee.
Right. But we're talking $40 million on a $300-plus million
Totally
deal.
Get it. It's different
calculus.
Completely different calculus. I agree. The question, though, is as Saquon enters true free agency and he gets to go on a little tour, if you will, how much does he really want to stay?
I think
enough to take less money, enough to say, all right, Joe Shane, or maybe he goes above him to John Mara. If you're in the ballpark, I'll tell Casario, screw it, I'm going to stay.
I think we need an impromptu, how much does Tiki know about Tiki?
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
Tiki Barber, after signing your six-year deal,
yes,
you were quoted, do you know what you called yourself following the deal?
What did I call myself? A giant for life?
No.
What did I call myself?
The happiest man in New York.
Hey, there you go.
Really?
I was. I didn't want to leave.
The happiest man in New York.
I wanted to be a giant. I wanted to take advantage of what was here for me. And if I had left in free agency, I wouldn't be sitting here with you.
That's a good point. Period. No, you're probably not. You're right.
I wouldn't have done nearly any. I wouldn't have done any of the things that I've done.
I think it's very unlikely. Yeah, right. Honestly, why would the hell
I'm not even talking about media-wise. I'm just talking about, like, personal-wise.
Oh, I was saying media-wise. You wouldn't
None
be
of
here.
The stuff that happened to me in my life would have ever happened.
No, I agree. It would turn out to be a good decision.
It was the reason I made the decision.
I just don't know if Saquon Barkley thinks in those terms. I don't know what he's thinking, to be honest with you. It may just be the respect factor.
I think
God bless him if that's it.
I think it's a respect
thing. Or it could be a Super Bowl thing. Like, I hate to be a jerk to you guys, even though you already know this.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants have won nothing. They haven't been close.
Yeah.
And Saquon Barkley could be saying, you know what? I want to win. I desperately want to win. And that's not being a front runner. That's not being a snake. That's literally saying, hey, let me go to a situation that I feel better about. That's why, you know, the Houston Texans are on the rise. They have the answer at quarterback. The Eagles are the Eagles. I don't know. You know. Like, he may look at it and say, I want a better chance at winning.
And by the way, nobody would fault Saquon for that. If that's what he wants, bless him. I hope that's what he attacks and that's what he achieves. However, then why not go to the Giants with that at the deadline? Mm. We had the report about Leonard Williams. Leonard, do you want to go chase something down in Seattle? And he went. Why wouldn't that conversation, if that's what he really wants, have been had during the season?
Here's the funny
thing. How would you answer that, Teague? Because it's a good question. Maybe, I don't know, maybe during the season the mentality's different. Is that fair, Teague, to ask compared to when you're an actual free agent?
I think it definitely is. But I also feel like, I mean, I've said this and I'll say it again. You hear me say it all the time, especially when it comes to free agents. Nobody loves you like your mama. And nobody remembers you like your mama. LeGarrette Blount. Remember him?
Yeah.
How many Super Bowls did he win?
Bunch. Couple.
Three.
Three, yeah.
It's hard to remember him, right? If he had won three with Tampa, trust me, we'd remember.
Mm.
Like, when you leave, even if you go be successful somewhere, you kind of fall into, like, the cracks of history. You're important. Like, he was important to those Patriots teams and the Eagles team. Like, he's important for those teams, but he's in the cracks of history of those organizations.
You're very right about that.
Right?
Whereas, very right about that throughout all sports.
Every sport.
Absolutely.
But if Frank Gore's like that.
Exactly right. 100%. But if you are Saquon, for instance, and you stay here for the remainder of your career, you got four more years left, and it just messes around your last year. Yeah. Unlike me, he hangs on. They win a championship. He retires. Like, he's iconic.
Nah, you're right.
He could do the same thing someplace else.
He
falls in the cracks.
Dude, you're 1,000% right.
He does it here. He's sitting on a pedestal. And so what is that potential? What is that potential value worth?
Yeah.
That's what he has to think about. And Saquon, does he want to be here? Yeah, I think he does. But to think about that potential value, should I become an ultimate champion in this town? It's bigger than being a champion anywhere else. One, because he falls in the crack elsewhere. But two, it's just freaking New York, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, it's so.
Did you spy on me?
No, I didn't. Why?
I may have said this to Pete on Sunday. I may have gone through that.
Oh, I knew eventually we cracked.
That's it, though. I'm not saying anything else.
We cracked the code on
I'm
Pete.
Saying nothing else about my convo with Alonzo. But, and you know what? You know what was beautiful? He knows that.
Of course he does.
And by the way, Saquon knows that.
Yes, he does.
But here's the problem. And you're 1,000% right, because I think through NFL history, baseball history, basketball history. Nobody loves you like your mama is a great pointer. Nobody loves you like your kids or however you want to phrase right. it. Because if you spend your whole career with one team, that fan base will adore you even if you were good and not great.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Saquon Barkley doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer. Tiki Barber doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer. Pete Alonso doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer. But if Saquon's a career giant, like you were a career giant, and dare I say Pete will be a career Met, we will adore them. And so you're right. The problem is, and this is the issue for both of those guys, mm-hmm. when you're at the doorstep of respect
yeah.
and a doorstep of money and a doorstep of that team values me more, they're going to pay me more. You're not thinking about 12 years from now.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about Old Timers Day, nor are you thinking about your number in the rafters,
yeah.
nor are you thinking about the Ring of Honor ceremony. So you're right. I just don't know if in the prime of your career that's going to be the thought.
Yeah. Hubris.
Hubris.
Is that the guy they're drafting in the second round? Of the
John in Rivervale. What's up, John?
What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to, first of all, I want to say I never agree with Evan. I always agree with you, Tiki. Lifelong Giant fan, love you.
Appreciate
but
you.
It makes me, as a Giant fan, a little bit nervous about our management when you allow your prized player to test free agency like this. Now, I understand he has a history of injuries, and that's probably why if he does end up leaving, I'm not going to be that upset about it.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He has an injury history. So one year he's healthy and all of a sudden it fixes our situation. It doesn't. We have so many issues with this team. So to tie up all of this money into a running back, and again, I agree with you, Tiki. Running back shouldn't be devalued, but the reality of the Giants team is that we don't have one section of our team, whether it's defense or it's offense or it's special teams, being elite, like as an example, the Jets do. So
yeah.
it would make sense to try to keep him and pay him. There's so many holes.
Yeah, of
so
course.
The reality is that you start over.
It's so hard to do that. I mean, I know what you're saying about, you know, franchise tagging or signing long-term that guy. And unfortunately, the Giants, and this goes back to the, who said the buyer's remorse thing yesterday, Sean? I forgot who said
Rich
that.
Rich Eisen claims that there are many in the Giants organization right. who have buyer's remorse around Daniel Jones.
And I can see why that is mm-hmm. because you had this debate. Right, who's more important? Saquon, who's one of our team leaders. He's been here for a long time. He's been really good, especially coming off of last season, two seasons ago, not this past one. Two seasons ago, he was really good. He's our captain. We should sign him, but we choose the quarterback.
Mm.
And you choose the quarterback because, in theory, the great quarterback is harder to find. But the quarterback had an injury history.
But
the running back had an injury history. They should have done nothing, to be honest with you. I'm being honest. I'm being serious.
Well, you know what? And it sucks to say this. It sucks to say this because in the moment, you love it and you're excited
right.
and you're dreaming. But two seasons ago now, the playoff run that got them a postseason victory in Minnesota was mm-hmm. the worst thing that ever happened to them. And
made them think they were good enough to compete.
Yes. Yes. And I hate that because as a sports fan, no matter how crappy my team is, I always dream about, hey, we can go on a run. We could shock the world. I always hate when people tell me, why make the playoffs? You're going to get smoked anyway. I hate that. It bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have history to look back on. We have a year and a half now to look back at that run that they made in 2022. And you can safely say, what the hell did we get out of it? What did we get out of it?
I mean, we got longevity out of the GM and coach.
Do we?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, we don't know that yet.
Yeah, we got more than a two or three year experience.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think that's what you get out of it.
We'll see. We with a quarterback, they already have buyer's remorse. And in fact, speaking of buyer's remorse, and we'll get back to your calls, a lot of emotion around Saquon Barkley, 877-337-6666. I love Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen is the one that brought the buyer's remorse into our world. He was at the combine. He heard a lot of rumors, and that was one of the big rumors he heard, that the Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones. Well, in fairness to Rich and in fairness to our audience, when we come back, we are going to find out for sure if Rich Eisen is full of crap or not. with undeniable certainty. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.